morning. Joining us now in studio is Northfield's Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing well. We've got just a beautiful day today.
It's picturesque.
Picturesque. And you've got things going on today at the school. We've got a school board meeting from last night we're going to talk about, but there's quite a bit of activity today at the high school anyway.
Well, and actually the career exploration day that's taking place today is actually at the middle school.
The middle school,
yep.
Excuse me.
And it is for middle school and high school students. And what we're really excited about is we've done two different kinds of career fairs over the past several years. The traditional career fair that many of your listeners probably remember in terms of in the gymnasium, with various jobs and businesses and other kind of careers represented, students getting a chance to talk with them. And then over the past couple of years, we've had a technical trades career fair where we have, everyone from, police and fire, that kind of service, to Northfield Lines, to local contractors and skilled laborers who are showing off masonry skills, regional employers. In fact, one of the ones that I think is always interesting is we had last year a company that actually makes the really large mixing equipment that actually grinds grain for cereal.
Hmm.
And they were there talking about the kind of work that they do supporting this equipment. So it's going to be everything from health careers today to very technical careers. It actually just started a few minutes ago as parents had some time between 7:15 and 8 if they wanted to come see some of the initial exhibits. And then students will have a chance to interact. There's some community and technical colleges there this morning as well. And then starting at about 11:30 or so, about noon, there will also be some career panel breakouts where professionals from the community and around the region will come and share with students, what their jobs are, what's a day in the life of their job, what's the kind of education you probably need to be able to do that work. So it's really kind of a soup to nuts career exploration day. We're really thankful to our technology and engineering Booster Club for sponsoring it, specifically John Stenz at Force America. He's one of the driving forces behind this. Heather LaCroix from his office does a lot of work. Mark Waitala at the high school, Steve Taggart at the middle school. Mark Ensrud, one of our high school counselors, really the brain trust behind this, and of course many more. But a great opportunity for our kids to see that there's a real variety of opportunities for them in the future, ranging from traditional four-year college paths to highly technical and well-paying jobs that they may not see in the mainstream every day, but they're there and they're high-quality careers. So really excited for kids to have this opportunity today, and we thank all the businesses and folks for helping out.
Yeah, what a neat day. For the businesses, that many businesses to come around and explain their project and that or what they do, and that is so important in this day and age, for kids to, if they do have an interest in a certain type of a vocation, that they can get information about it and find out what they have to do in school. They're not done with school yet. What do they need for education to get to pursue a job, a career in that field? So, neat thing. Let's move on. Let's talk about last night at the school board. Well, first of all, let's talk about there was an award given out as well.
Well, I just wanted to let folks know that Northfield Area Learning Center, which is a high school program in an alternative learning environment, serves about 60 of our high school students here in Northfield. They received a 2018 Minnesota Promising Practice Award at the Character Recognition Award Ceremony last week in St. Paul. Our ALC was one of six schools and four community programs that were honored by Synergy and Leadership Exchange, and it was for excellence in character and ethical leadership development. And they were honored for their implementing social-emotional learning curriculum, something that you and I have talked about. The ALC actually implemented their curriculum a year prior to the rest of the district, and the students have service activities that they do to give back to the community, and then they're really working hard together to ensure it's a respectful and welcoming atmosphere. And what we were really excited about, a recent survey showed that 100% of ALC students felt welcomed, respected, and safe at their school. So I just want to congratulate Daryl Keller, the director at the ALC, our fantastic staff. As you know, they were the Minnesota Alternative Program of the Year just a couple of years back, and the students at our ALC who really have created a school community there that reflects the exact kind of values that we want within Northfield in terms of kids feeling safe, welcomed, and respected. So congratulations to the ALC.
That is such an important thing, that they feel safe and they can go in and don't have any outside obstacles to obstruct their learning, or at least not those anyway. Good thing. Good award for them. Let's talk budgets now. It's that time of year.
Yes,
you've
it is.
You've got to get those things straightened out here in the next couple of months as the fiscal year is coming to a close. You had a couple more budgets last night that you talked about.
Yeah, we had our child nutrition and our community services budget. And both of those budget areas have grown their fund balance over the past couple of years. Specifically with child nutrition, they've seen an increase in lunch participation. And, you know, for many listeners, I think they think of school lunch and, you know, they think of all the stereotypes that we have, you know, about school lunch that we sometimes see in popular media, you know, movies, those kinds of things. Some people who remember that being the way that their school lunch was.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to have a meeting with someone, I'll often invite them to the high school to have lunch with me in my office, and we go down to the cafeteria, and people are blown away by the quality of the food, by the professional service. And Stephanie Strummy, our child nutrition director, just does a fantastic job. She has helped make sure that we have high-quality food, really great service, and yet has been able to manage her budget in such a way that she's built a fund balance where they can do some specialized replacement of some equipment this year. So really good planning on part of child nutrition. Very forward-thinking, very conscientious about making sure that we are able to get the best food for the best price. One example of that is that beginning this coming year, we'll be joining a coalition of 9 school districts that will be going together to purchase food for their schools under one unified contract. Again, this is not something usual that happens in school child nutrition. So Stephanie's leadership, her ability to look and see how can I get the best food for kids to fuel their learning, is her mission mm-hmm. statement, and make sure that we can get it at the most reasonable cost. So child nutrition program really rolling. Again, good financial management and even better product that they're producing for our students.
Now, there's you can put all the healthy food in the world out there. If they don't eat it, that's one thing. That's a different subject altogether. And I know there were some difficulties. I'm not speaking Northfield in particular, but just the schools in general a number of years ago when they went to a lot more nutritious food, getting the kids to eat it. How are we doing there? Are the kids eating this? Are we making stuff that they like to consume?
Well, I think that the fact that lunch participation is up again this year,
mm-hmm.
the proof is in the data.
There you go.
That's a very positive thing. And, you know, I think the reason that we didn't have a lot of those concerns here in Northfield when the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act was passed, which, of course, is really well-intentioned in terms of looking to make sure that kids have access to high-quality, nutritious food because, you know, unfortunately, in the old days, some of our stuff was more processed. Northfield really adopted a lot of those principles well before the federal government had required it. So it's pretty much unlimited fruits and vegetables for kids in that line every day.
Mm-hmm.
And while we all have, you know, anyone who has a kid at home understands that helping them navigate their nutrition choices can be challenging, to say the least, some days. I think that as we continue down this path, I think kids are becoming more savvy, and kids understand that, as my children at home would say, we need a green leaf from time to time. So, again, I think the proof is in the details and more kids participate.
Yeah, that says everything right there. Let's talk about the community services budget. That was also discussed last night.
Yep, community services. Aaron Bailey, our director there, of course, they do a lot of work with the community in terms of offering all sorts of enrichment and learning opportunities for folks. And, again, they have grown their fund balance. One of the things that in some programs, like child nutrition, the state has a limit on how much a program can have in their fund balance, and that used to be the same thing with community services. Community services, unlike any other division within our school system, really reflects the economy in a lot of ways. So when there was the crash in 2007-2009, we saw a significant drop in the registration for community education activities. And so that really, in fact, their budget was in real trouble at that time. Aaron has worked on building their fund balance so that she can weather the inevitable ups and downs of the economy. So in terms of the adult lifelong, she's got, you know, programs that are adult lifelong learning. She also is responsible for adult basic education, recreation, a lot of youth programming, things for adult, basically from infancy through senior citizenship. You've got something in community services. And again, they've grown their fund balance this over this past year as well. The one area that community services is also responsible for is our early childhood programming. We've talked quite a bit about our early childhood programming. They continue to be leaders in that area. So, again, Aaron has been leading groups of local preschools, not just the Northfield Schools preschool program, but private preschools to make sure that as many local daycares and preschools that want to are parent-aware rated, which means they can receive scholarship money from the state. She's also helping folks navigate a child care funding program that allows low-income families to be able to get access to some dollars from the state to support them getting high-quality preschool. Those are called CCAP dollars, and it can be a challenge to get those because there's some bureaucracy with that program that we're helping people navigate. So not just running our preschool program, but also trying to be a leader within the community of helping support all of the preschools, because we know every one of those children, for the most part, is going to come to a Northfield public school, a Northfield charter school, or one of the parochial schools in town.
Boy, it's amazing how large community services have grown in the time that I've been in Northfield. The department has so many more responsibilities than they've had in the past, and they do a very good job of it.
Excellent, and mm-hmm. Aaron and Stephanie are two leaders in child nutrition community services. Fantastic.
We got a few minutes left to talk about something I want to talk about. Tim McNiff, by the way, just texted me. He's going to be a little late today,
okay.
So we got a few minutes. We have a flexible schedule. You talked about that, and trying to wrap my head around not only what it is, but the need for it as well. Tell us about this.
Yeah, and I think it would be great to have high school principal Joel Lear come in for an extended session with you, because I think listeners are going to really appreciate it. We know that we've been talking over the past several years about the social and emotional learning of our students, and really you're hearing it all the time, specifically around mental health concerns for teenagers and even preteens in some cases. So basically this process started last fall when the high school was looking, how would they implement some career and college readiness curriculum? And as high school principal Lear and the high school staff were discussing and looking at ways that they could do this, they had a couple of things come together. One, wanted to make sure that as many kids as possible have access to our advanced placement coursework. So what we were noticing is students who qualify for free and reduced lunch, they were typically underrepresented in our advanced placement coursework. That's one piece. The second part was looking at making sure that career and college readiness component was embedded in our curriculum in a way that was very explicit, where kids got some specific instruction about being ready to choose a career or college pathway. And the third piece was our work at the high school to extend our social-emotional learning program. And as these three things came together, we realized that as we were getting more students who are come from lower-income backgrounds into our advanced placement courses, that there was some specialized, that they can do the work, but they needed some specialized assistance, so that a little bit more stress for those students. We also noticed that being able to have students have that time within their day to be able to take a little bit of a step back, because, you know, there's a lot expected of kids today. And so what we have understood is there's a need for some intentional break time for students, and thinking about how can we try to build that in a positive way. So that all of those things coalescing came together, came to look at, is there a way we could do some of these things where students could get some break time during the day, where they would have an opportunity for some assistance from their teachers during the day as opposed to after school, if a student has to work or those kinds of things, is involved in an activity. All of these kinds of things during the middle of the day, that born the flex hour. So what the flex hour is intended to be is a one-hour time frame in the middle of the day that will include a student's lunch, and it will also include some self-directed activity time. So teachers and staff will be, in some cases, hosting outside activities based on an area of their interest. In some cases, they'll be staffing a help center for their particular curriculum area. And it's an hour time frame where students will have, again, the opportunity for lunch. They'll also have some opportunity most days for some other activities that really appeal to them. And then one day a week will be the opportunity for them to learn the college and career readiness curriculum. It's called Ramp Up to Readiness from the University of Minnesota. There's about 30 schools in Minnesota that are doing something similar, and the schools that we're looking at, they report a reduction in student stress. They are showing a reduction in behavior issues, an increase of school climate, and then an equity of opportunity, because one challenge, especially as kids get to high school, if they are having to work, you know, to help their family circumstances, they may not be able to get the same kind of help from their teachers that, you know, other students who don't have to work can have. So trying to level the playing field a little bit in that area so students have that opportunity during the school day to do that work. Really excited. This is one of those pieces where there's a really good plan in place. but they're smart enough to know we better try this out. So they're actually trying the schedule next week to see how it works, and then they're going to make some adjustments based upon that. And then, you know, high school principal Jolier knows that in the fall, as we implement this, there may need to be some adjustments as we go on. But the last time we believe there was a substantive change to the high school schedule was 1981. And for context, I was in sixth grade at that time. I'm not in sixth grade anymore. So I really just want to compliment the high school staff. You know, Joel, as the high school principal, Jolier, for being open to having the staff really help shape this. Also then realizing that there was going to be some impact on some other district-level functions like child nutrition, because we're now going to go from three lunch periods, about 90 minutes, you know, to 60 minutes. So that creates some logistical tricks for the child nutrition department to do. Because students will be able to access the whole building, moving to things like compostable trays in our buildings and grounds department, making sure that they have receptacles throughout the building, teaching students to use the, you know, make sure that they're composting other things in an acceptable way. So there's a lot of work yet to be done, but I think it'd be really great if you had Joel and maybe a couple of his staff members come in to talk about it for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I have, a lot of questions about that, and we'll definitely do that.
So this is what they call the teaser. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Boy, there are a lot of questions about that. I guess we'll save those for Joel Lear, the principal of the Northfield High School. But, boy, thank you so much for explaining that much to us and the rest of this and being in today. Is there anything else we need to pass along while we have you in here?
Just the board, again, reviewed the Facilities Action Team report last night. So mm-hmm. We had about 30 community members come in over three meetings over the past month and a half or so. And they heard just the initial report. The board will hear more at its May 29th meeting and is also looking at a potential work session so they can do a little bit of a deeper dive into that data. But some really interesting things coming out of the Facilities Action Team. Really want to thank all the folks who participated on that. It was a real diversity of opinions from within the community who helped us think about our facilities planning and what the next steps are. So more to come on that, Jeff.
All right. And we're just a few weeks away from the end of the school year. Graduation's on June 3rd, isn't
it? That's right. It's landing the plane time, yes. But we still have, we like to talk to our staff and our students that, you know, if you think about the year as a track meet or a race, mm-hmm. we always sprint through the finish line. And so, we've got a few weeks left, but there's a lot of academic and a lot of activities happening here in the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah, it's definitely a sprint to the finish.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you so
Thanks,
much for
Jeff.
Joining us. Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, here on 95.1 The One, AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.